Okay. Simon Tzadiches, Sif Aleph. We're only going to handle Sif Aleph today. Maybe Hashem next week we could start from Tam Kikr. The Mechaber says, Isser Shinesara Beheter Min B'Sheini Miner Kigoyin Chelev Shinesara Bebosar Yitamen Oye V'Kilchonim Imoy M'Sheini Boitam Chelev Oishu M'Sheini Boitam Al Shupogom Boter Tzarech Shalayidah Shasim Kronolov Has to be Mesich Lekitumri Yimayin Shamoy V'Kilchonim M'Sharim V'Samach. And the Ramah says, "Ve'ein noy ganach shavismachay v'kichovim." I'm sharing up all the samach. The Achrayin already asked, "Where do we ever find that there's an emunas of misich lefitumoy by a daraisa, by isa daraisa?" Pashas the Gemara says, "Mavakamu kufi dalar on the base." That only time that he going down misich lefitumoy is after by edus yishum b'shvu yekilu. When normal, we're not saying mechon misich lefitumoy, and that's how the Taz comes out of the mice. So he says, "In a chanami, the halach lemaisa by daraisa, we're not saying mechon nevei misich lefitumoy." The shach is chilek. He says, "Vibalta to me, Melsa Davidi Leguyer, because you give it to somebody else." His lashon is, "Given equal, make him all the Melsa, latimoy the kelo, samchin rola." Since you can give it to somebody else, Pashas the svar is he's mirdas, and therefore he's scared that he's going to be nitfas kishakrin, and therefore he might be same upon him even when he gets to the Eisam. The Minchas Koyin says, "Vidas the shach that it's not that from." That you could give it to another kvino. Tamale, the very fact that another yid, as soon as he tells me that there's no tam there, I'm going to taste it, a yid or anybody else is going to taste it, we're going to know whether or not there really is taste inside. And therefore, you're allowed to believe the guy because anybody can taste it right afterwards. The only shaila is, like the prima vellum is already murder, but that's their all. What's the guy scared of? The guy tastes it and he says, "I didn't taste it." And we eat it and say, "What do you mean? What's tam here?" He says, "Oh, I didn't taste it." So you don't taste the chazak? No, I don't. Lashon of the Rav. Can I have a gili milsa? The ivi kechavim leimirtas. Yochel yishamik lemer leimirtas shibatam. Says the prima gadol das derol. You can always get out of it. So it could be that this is what was machriach. Other achrayim to learn v'das nashach. That when he says litamei lekvela, it means the kvela dafka. That this kvela, this guy is going to be scared because he's going to give it to a kvela. And a kvela is even another guy. And a guy is scared from another guy. He doesn't want to lie to another guy. If another guy is going to be able to catch him, then he's going to be mirtas. And therefore, we'll be able to... He's going to tell the truth, and he'll let up a lezachon. That's the way the shach goes. Supshat ma'alun the shach. Litamei lekvela. The crazy place, gives a different teretz. He says a partial teretz, the chayram. He kind of, the reason why you're allowed to believe it over here, because it's not a daraisa b'chal. We're only handling the darabana. Why? Because as soon as the guy tastes it, and he says there's no tam, we'll matter it to Yisrael, but we'll matter it to Yisrael just to taste it. We're not going to matter Yisrael to eat it. And tasting is only a darabana. So maybe we're falazich of the guy, we're going to be semich on the guy, only klapi yitzah darabana, not klapi yitzah daraisa. And that there is no problem to be semich on the mesich of the tumor. Because we'll give it to the guy will taste it, it says there's no tam, and then after he tastes it, we'll be able to, we'll give it to Yid to taste, and Yid that tastes it, it's only a darabon. The only problem is, like the Prima Gadol's murder, is that first of all, the Rivash says that the only time, nowadays, you can really tell whether or not there's taste, is dafka if you eat it. Eating is a defining factor whether or not you're able to tell this really taste. So giving it to a yid is not going to be enough if he doesn't taste it. But maybe he has to eat it first to be able to tell whether it really is a taste or not. So maybe we're being semi chanim papi the eating, which is you can only really tell the taste if you eat it. And eating is a daraisa. So some say that in the chama, the revash lamaskana taka holds that you don't need to eat it, it's not to put it in your mouth. So there's another problem with going marshal, is a murder that by basar b'chala, even if the ima is a daraisa. Because you have anah. You're right, it's not considered an achila, but b'as b'cholav, even anah is asr. And kol kama that anah is asr, so then even a t'ima b'loshin is an isr anah, and it's going to be isr daraisa, so we'll hear about b'as b'cholav, you're not going to have to face the place. Itan is give it to a goy. If he doesn't taste it, we'll taste it. But us tasting it by b'as b'cholav is going to be isr daraisa, so, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to be sinful. It's going to be chatzis shilachar. It's going to be halachah. Okay, this is really a mute point for most of us. The only question is, because we already passed in that bizmaninu, the Ramah says that we're not semich on a kfeila. The question is, when you get the svardim, can the svardim be semich on kfeila bizmanazim? How do they pass? There's a maisa that's brought down in the Sefer Ma'or Shabbos. Kelik Bay Safka Flamid Hey, Amut on page Safka Flamid Hey. They bring it down there, but get to the Zaita Geshela, Shabbos. If you hold that, you're not allowed to open up a soda bottle on Shabbos. Can you give it to somebody else to open up? Or is it a problem with the Nevis Tito Mishnah? Bring down the Shaila, which is Negeta Terevis. My sister showed you the Teplika Rav that there was a big Suda on Erev Shabbos or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was. And I don't know what. And some Issa fell into the big, big, huge pot. The Kitzer, the Teplika Rav gave it to a Goy to taste. And the guy said there's no taste. And then he gave it to Sfaradi to taste. And the Sfaradi said that there's no taste. So then he gave it to Ashkenaz. Why? Because we have the Shach that says, you're allowed to, only a guy will not say Mechamaz Manazeh. But yet we are saying Mechamaz Manazeh. So merely he gave it to the guy, and Sfaradi is allowed to be saying Mechamaz. It's only the Ramah that says it. But the Sfaradi is allowed to be saying Mechamaz Manazeh. So the Sfaradi will be saying Mechamaz Manazeh. And then once the Sfaradi tastes is the yid, you'll be allowed to be saying Mechamaz Manazeh. Ashkenaz is allowed to use it also. The Mincha Shlema, the Shlema Zalman also in the Sefer brings down such a Eitzah. However, it's not so poshe. Why is it not so poshe? Because even the Poiskis, the Sfaradish Poiskim, they say that we're knowing like the Ramah, a lot of them. The Ben Ishchai, the Kavachayim, say Sayyid Ramah, Kavachayim right here in Sadiq Hasbeis. He says that the Sayyid Ashkenaz and Sayyid Sfaradim are all knowing like the Ramah, Allah Chalamaisa, and we're not saying Mechana Goy Bechlal. And therefore, it's not so poshe to be saying Mechana. That Maisa, so I saw Bashem and Berkowitz that he says that it was even in the Sefer the Ready Murder, maybe it was for a Chassan or something, Hefsan Aruba, other extenuating circumstances that you'll be able to say Mechana on a Kvela B'di'evin. He said, Berkowitz said, because the food was very expensive then, his Mamash considered Hefsan Aruba, you'll be able to be saying. But Pashtus is that not just Ashkenazi, even the Sardis of Allah, Maisa, not the Falazach on a Kvela B'chlal, and just to be Mashari thing with the Shishi. That's all with regard to a kfeila though, a goy. What's the story with being semech on a yid? Can it be semech on a yid, halacha maisa, mizmanenu, or not? So the shach is medayich namo, like we said before, that it's daf gal akum, you're not semech. But on a yid, let it be semech. And the Bach says that we saw that in the Bach also. He says, even if it was nis'arev iser, and it was mimuach, inside the tavshel, and it's less than shishim, still you're allowed to be semech on a yid. And here he understood that the reason why you need shishim, according to the Ran and others that say you always need shishim, by a guy, is because we're scared that the guy is going to lie. But if he says it even the Ramban, but by yid, that we're not scared that he's going to lie, so even if you don't have shishim, you'll have a philosophy on a yid. It's not a problem. Now, what's lamaisa? Are we semichan on lamaisa or not? So the truth is that the Teres Chatas, who is the Ramah, in his other sefer, Teres Chatas, he brings down that the reason why we're not Tzemech, what's the pshat that we're not Tzemech is Maninu? So, Rav Kiveger is very busy, what's the pshat that we're talking about Tzemech? Maybe we're Chayshish all the different Shittas. The Teres Chatas Alein, the Ramah Alein says the reason why we're not Chayshish is because people are not Mekim nowadays, are not Mumchet to be able to be Margish Satan. And Kiveger, Tzimun Tzadivov, brings down this Teres Chatas, and he says the Fivis, there's no difference between a Goy and a Yid. Even the Yid is Maninu, the Chash is not a Chash Meshachar. We're not scared that the Goy is a Meshachar. We're not scared that the Yid is a Meshachar. The guy is not able to be toim properly. We can't philosophize on him that he imamish is a mumcha in the imam, and therefore say whether or not to go, say whether or not to yid. You won't be able to be semech on him. And the piskei tshuva that we bring down over here, the piskei tshuva quotes a shah, and then he says, "Vayim b'sefer b'chor shor b'chidushim lechulin shemafak fik bozeh v'day tishen l'hokol shem nekas v'ramo." If you look there, it brings down a different reason here. If you look in the Bechor Shor, he brings down that how could you tell me that it's Meduyik in the Ramah, that in Yisrael allowed to be same with? We know that the Ramah Alein in Teres Chatas says that the reason is because people aren't Mumchim, and therefore it's Sai whether or not to go, Sai whether or not. He's also, in other words, it's not that he holds that you can't be Semech on a Yid. He holds that you have no right from the Ramah, because the Ramah Alein holds that Pashas, you wouldn't be able to be Semech on a Yid.
Do you believe yourself?
So the Prima Gadol Tainus, he says that even though he wants to be Machriya, that there's a difference between Te'ima and Achila Mamash. By Te'ima, in Echanan, we're not going to be Semech even on a Yid. By Echila Mamish, if they eat it, Mamish, and they said there's no Tam, then everybody's a Baki, and we'll be able to be Semech on them. So, Chor, but the Yevon, if somebody ate it, so Chor, we'll be able to be Semech on it, according to this Prima God. That's what the Prima Gadol is saying. L'chor v'das the Torah Chazal. L'chor v'das the Rambam. He wants to learn it then. It's only to Ima that he's not a mumchah. That's his lashon. Al zeh kosa v'Rambam sheish lit meichoyel v'robam mash. Al ein in timas meichol v'zeh kuli yama b'kiim. The b'tiim aydi lechicha b'lashayni lechod ein baki kiim mumchah. It's only when you're not swallowing. When you're swallowing. Mom is swallowing. Okay.
We're gonna leave. Why
are we saying about the kill? Why are we saying about the that's la halacha. What's la maisa? How do we pass la maisa? So the Chacham Sofim brings down. You could be saying on a yid. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tavkuf in Arachayim. In Tavkuf Nun Aleph, when you get to the 9 days, whether or not you're not sure whether a tapshil has something fell, some fleshigs fell into some pasta, and you want to know whether or not you taste the fleshigs or not. So he says, if you have shishim there, so then it's not a problem. You don't have to be machmer. Let's say you don't have shishim. So the Sharatin brings down Prima Gadol Reish Shinas. He says, af kishein sham shishim kol shekfeli Yisrael toyin ve'in baytam basar shari ve'tima ki agavna efshud shari. The Sharatin says, "Efshu the Shari." I don't know. Misafik, malacha lamaisa. Sounds like he's being misafik. He says, "Even when there's," he says, "it's pashit. If you have shishim, then you're allowed to eat it. If you have 60, you can eat the basar. Zikr is no problem to eat it during the 9 days." The question is, if you don't have shishim, can you believe or Yisrael give it either to Sfardi, or you could taste it beforehand? You yourself could taste it beforehand. It's right before the 9 days. You want to know, can I eat this during the 9 days? Taste it before to see whether any other place is. Mashmois lechera is from the Mishnah Berurah that you would be able to be samech on a yid. Bismaneinu, when you get to whether or not this time. Also, not familiar if you cut like the shach says. If you cut a onion with a milchig knife and you want to eat a fleshig knife and you want to eat that together with milchig, or vice versa, are you allowed to be samech on it? However, it seems that most paiskim halach lamaisa. Go bezmanenu that we're not samech b'chlal on a yid, even for the 9 days. Anything sounds like we're not samech not on a guy, not on a yid, we're not samech on timo, and we always go with basar shishim. The Bali Shulchan Tainus that if you already tasted it, and then it was nesar and something else, then you'll be able to be samech on it in the yid. But to taste it and then to be samech on that to be ma'ar of it, no. If somebody happened to taste it, you saw that there's no taste, and somebody ma'ar of it, like oy vey, you weren't supposed to be ma'ar of it. But the Yevon will be able to be same with Chon. Efshe the Yevon will be same. However, Reb Berkowitz holds that Sof B'Shem Reb Berkowitz that he holds that Mizmaninu were not same with Bechlal on Timo Sai of a Goyim Sai Nii. Just little, even if it's a fail. Just one little hara, and that is since most of the Nekudas that we will handle Halach L'Maisa, there is a Machlekes a Poskim about. The way that we generally follow this mechab in this chabura, usually I try to bring down both of the shitas. However, generally I mazker Berkowitz's psak at the end, simply because that's the rov that I have the most shakas to, that I've asked the most questions to, and therefore I was that's what I mentioned. You do not have to take his psak, just that you should have. If you want to have one mahalach through the entire halacha, one poisik shita through the entire. Then how we go about. That's the derech ha-chabur. But kol echad yishol rabbi kifi his local Orthodox rabbi. Now, that's all to be samech on a kfeila if you don't have shishim. Can you be samech on a kfeila if you don't have shishim? The question is, let's say you do have shishim. Do you need a kfeila or not? So the shach is medayik from the machaber. If there's no goy to be to taste it, then you're mishar b'samach. The shach is medayik of cotton dalid. Mash madas mechaber dikshishem oivik echavim l'toyam oy. Lo yishvin alidei oivik echavim. That if there is the oivik echavim to be toyamit, then we don't matter with shishim. You need that because the guy should be toyamit. Unless even though you have shishim, since it's epshel v'ruya alidei the goy, you have to use the goy. The Bira in Sif Zion, in Oy Zion, he seems to be chiluk on the shach and say that there's no hechra, but that's the mechaber how he goes. And even if you have, and as long as you have shishim, then you wouldn't have to be samech. It's not mavur that you have to go ask a guy. Aga, what does it mean to be choyz after a guy? How far do you have to go? Let's say the guy's in the next room. He's your next neighbor. Knock on the next door neighbor or not? So I saw that the Yad Yehuda says, Teich Dvarov, when he's bringing down the Ramban, he says, Ein tzarach lach tzarach kfeilim means, afilo efshar limtzei b'li terich. If you have a guy there, you're in the yeshiva's kitchen, and there's a guy in there working together with you, so you ask him. But if you have to go upstairs and find the guy, even though efshar limtzei terich, you know that he's a guy there that's always cleaning the floors at all times before the main bathroom, there's somebody there. You can always find him. Now you don't have to do. That's already lach tzarach guy. If he's there, you have to get him. Where does this come up very much l'maisa? It's fine, we're not saying mechani good, but if we are saying mechani yid, and even if you want to tell me that we're not saying mechani yid, that's just not saying mechani yid if there's less than shishim. But let's say you have shishim. Do you have to first give it to yid first? For example, somebody called me up once, he's making a pan of macaroni, and he wanted to make sloppy joes, or mix it up to mix it with his meatballs, and he found in the bottom of his pot a milchiga candy. What's the story? Can he use it, eat it with his fleshigs or not? So do you have shishim kenegedit? So you have shishim kenegedit. The question is, very good, you have shishim kenegedit. Maybe you have to taste the macaroni first to make sure that it doesn't taste milchig before you marred it with your fleshigs. If you go like the shach, that means even when you have shishim, kokama, that you have the yichilis to taste it, you should have to taste it first. So it's not dafka by a goy, even by yid, any case.
You,
what's that? This is the chumrah. If I know for sure, you're not saying mechana to say you don't taste it, but if you do taste it, then for sure you're going to say mechana. Lechur. If you have shishim, you're going to taste it. So lechur, we're going to. It depends how you learn that. That's why I learned. So, the Baal Neis Shulchan brings down this machloikis between the shach and the gay. And in the Biurim over there, he brings down that it's nagia l'alocha in such a case. If you want it, you're making something pyrrhic, and some milk falls inside, and you want to mix it together with something fleshy, do you have to give it to yid first? Any time is that the stimus apoyskim and simen tzadihei is not that way. They bring down that a fish that was made zogim sholo b'kara simen tzadihei. If there's shishim kenegedit, then it's mutter to eat it even with milchis. And none of the price can bring down that you have to first give it to somebody to taste first. It's vice versa. It seems, says the Baal Neis Shulchan, that kokama that you have shishim, then you don't have to be samech, then you do not have to be matim, you don't have to give it to yid to taste first before you're ma'arav it together with your fleshes. Agav, mainly more in the sugidik, it's interesting that when you have shishim, whether or not you have to give it to a guy to taste. So we saw that there's machlekes rishon in b'negeya to this. Rashi and the Rambam, they both hold that even if you have shishim, if you have a goy there, you have to give it to the goy to taste. Tosfos and the Rosh, they both hold, no, if you have shishim, then you don't have to give it to a goy. Either a goy or shishim. If you have shishim, you don't have to. L'chor re'ipcho mistavra. Oilom hafuch. Rashi and the Rambam, they both hold the tam kicker is lav daraisa. So that means that the whole shaila is only b'negeya to the Rambam. Nevertheless, they both hold that even if you have shishim, still efshel livuri, you have to go ahead and be mavar. Give it to a goy to taste. That means even though you hold that the whole issa is only darabon, in a case where it's not ma'ar of the actual mamashis, just the tam. So even though the whole issa is only issa darabon, nevertheless, they hold that if it's efshel livuri. Mashenki tastes in the rush, they both hold that tam kik is daraisa, and nevertheless, they hold that kokam that you have shishim, you don't say efshel livuri. So it could be that after shishim, that tak is not a daraisa, it's only darabon. And that's like how the Shach goes. Agav, interesting Nakuda. The Shach says, even though we're not saying Mechlal on a guy nowadays, we'll see in Tzip Ches, he brings down that if something gives Tam more than Shishim, you have Shishim Kenegedi, but you don't know whether or not it's something which is a Vidya L'Taima, salt in a chicken soup. So you put 5 teaspoons of salt in the chicken soup, and afterwards you found that some of the salt had Blias of Tarfus inside of it. Now you have 700 times the salt in the chicken soup. But it's a milsa davidu the time. Probably you'll taste it in the chicken soup. You want to know? Do you taste the salt or not? That is, says the shach. You're allowed to give it to a goy. You're allowed to give it to a goy to taste and to be same mochanim. What's the reason why? Says the shach, because it's only iser derabanan. Since more something which gives taste, says this happens in Rachlekes, we'll see. But since something which gives taste more than shishim is only also midarabanan, up until midaraisa, we say only gives taste up to shishim. More than shishim, it doesn't give taste midraisa. So it's the eye, there's the taste. That's not a taste of the terasa, it's only a midrabana. So mela by derabana will be simchanik feila. So she's practicing primul gadim ready. So then by every yisad derabana will be simchanik feila. You have milk pours into your chicken pot. You should be able to be into your chicken. You should be able to be simchanik feila. And we're not. It says no. Elamai, it's dafk in such a case that it's you already have shishim, then you'll be able to be simchanik feila. Okay, that we'll get to. But that's just an akuda of it could be that we are simchanik feila even as money. That's when you get the kfeila and samach. Now, the Taz and Sifkot and Aleph brings down the Drisha that says, what's the big problem over here? Why do we need kfeila? Why do we need samach? Just taste it yourself. Taste it with your tongue. Te'ima Balashin is not asr. It's only asr midarabanan. It's only asr darabanan. And they only asr by a vade isr. Something which is a safek isr. To taste, to lick chazer is going to be asr. But to lick safek chazer, that should be mutter. Where is the makor for this din? So the makor is in Simon Mem Beis. The halacha is that an animal that does not have a mara, a gallbladder, is a trefa. Now, let's say you open up the animal and the gallbladder is gone. You don't know if it fell out and the cat ate it. You don't know what happened to it. Or somebody else was cleaning it and threw it out in the garbage can. You have no idea. So how do you know if it had a mara or not? Says the Mechaber, the way to taste it, the way to find out, is the kaved, which is the liver, is right next to the mara inside the animal. And the mara is very bitter. And if you taste the kaved, lick the kaved, you'll be able to know whether or not if it's very bitter, you know that obviously it was a mara, it just got lost. Question is, hey, let it lick the kaved. On the tzad that there was no mara, then you're licking a kaved of an animal which is a trefa. So there is. Elamai, it's a tzad, five stories. There's no problem to lick something which is a suffix iser. Since licking is only darabanan, the way the primogon is masper. Since licking is only darabanan, by something which is a suffix iser, lo yimidu divrein b'mokam suffix. However, because the true already is the time, the Primogon is also the time, that the Shach learned not that way. The Shach says, no, that's not the reason why the Mechaber said you lied to taste it. The reason why the Mechaber said you lied to taste the Kavim is because right Pamim there is a Mara. You don't find it here? Probably either got it dissolved or something like that, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. But most of the time, there really is a Mara. And therefore, you don't have to be worried that maybe you're not going to taste it, because already you're going to taste it. But Stamaza, if you have a glata iser, mechza mechza, and you don't know if you're going to taste it, in Echonami's zikr asr to taste daraisa. Seems that that's how the place can go. That by iser daraisa, near the imidu divrein, the pasha says that it's only iser darabanan klima, but imidu divrein, even mokam safik iser. It seems that that's how the place can go when you get a safik daraisa. When you get the safik daraisa, it seems that that's how the Echonami go, that, like the shach, that you're not allowed to lick safik iser. What's with it when you get the Issa Darabana? Now we have a Pisca Chuba here. Pisca Chuba brings down the Tanakh Tzedek, something that was making soap. And the way they make soap is with Chilev, which is also Daraisa. And you add in it Melach, Tzid, and Efer. And you mix it all together. And you have this concoction, and it works Nifla. Don't try this at home. The way to know whether or not you have the right proportions is if you have enough salt inside this soap that you don't taste the Chilev anymore. So you have to taste this mixture to know whether or not there's enough salt, whether or not you taste the chilev. Are you allowed to taste it or not? So the Tzemach Tzedek Tani is you're allowed to taste it. Why? Because Tima is only asr midarabanan. And over here, we're handling Isser Pogum, midarais is mutter. Kol Shein Aroy Lager is not considered Nevela Shein Aroy Lager, let me make your Nevela. And therefore, it's mutter midarais. The only Isser is only midarabanan. Why is there asr midarabanan? Pashas the Isser midarabanan is because Achshaveh. Since when you eat something, you're right, it's not Raila Chima. When you decide that it is Raila Chima, so you give it a Chashimas. And therefore, something which is only Asr Midarabanan, it's Asr. Something which is Asr Midarabanan, and Te'im is only Darabanan, they lay you need a Devarim, Zikr B'mokim Darabanan. That's what the Tzemach Tzedek Tani. Pichadosh says, understands, that's talking about all Darabanans. The Svara is a Svara of every Darabanan. If lay you need a Devarim, B'mokim Darabanan, that means by any Asr Darabanan, you're allowed to do a Te'im of Balashim. However, the Rebbe Yehuda is chilek, and he says no. The Tzemach Tzedek only says it's benegeah to Itzer Pogim, not benegeah to Shari Tzurim. What's the makom to be mechalek between Itzer Pogim and Shari Tzurim? So there's really two reasons. One is because if the whole svara is why Pogim is aser is because of Achshavei, by eating it you give it a chashivas of a meichel. That's only kolkama that you're eating it. But here you have no intentions of eating it whatsoever. Here you're just licking it to know whether or not there's enough salt in it. You don't want to eat it, you want to eat it. You just want to know if there's enough ingredients in it. You can use it as soap now. You don't plan on eating it before. And therefore, there's no chash of... There's not even Issa Darabana in such a case. There's no action. There's not even Issa Darabana. Or,
the Har Tzvi says it is Tshuva, your day some tzadi hei.
He tells us that
the whole chash is that maybe the only Isser Darabanan is Dafka to, because there's a chash that maybe you're going to swallow something. But by Isser problem, there's no chash that maybe you're going to swallow something. And therefore, even if you put it in your mouth, there's no chash that you're going to swallow some, and therefore, it would be mutter in such a case.
And then
by the soap, it would be mutter. So, no, you're not going to eat it for chal. By eating it, then it's ashen. And there's aspiration.
There's only ashen because you're not planning on eating. If you go ahead and you eat it, then there's no meal ashen. Here, you're not planning to eat. You just want to taste it to see whether or not there's enough salt.
Well, Lachor, if this is the Svara, then there's no makam to be mechalek between the Pesach Tshuva brings down over here. Tzemach tzedek lehitir ela ti'ima b'loshin, as you know how to put it into your mouth, and dafka by Isser Pogam. Well, Lachor, if the whole reason is because, the reason why you matter is because Isser Pogam is only asal t'akshave, and when you're tasting it just to see if there's enough salt in it, there's no akshave, so then you should be able even to put it into your mouth. And if the chash is also that you're not going to swallow it, so you should be able to put it into your mouth. So the truth is that I saw it brought down Rishol Stolman. I asked this to Rishol Stolman, and he showed me his marma famous that Heintig and Poiskim are in Echonami, the Matmir on the Pesach Tshuva that they bring down from the Neidim Yehuda, because the Neidim Yehuda does not say that. Neidim Yehuda is not Machalik in Tshuva and Echonas Lepeh. By Itzer Pogum, he holds you, even let him put it into your mouth. Because there's no Akshavei, and there's no Akshash, maybe you're going to swallow it, and therefore, there's no problem. So it seems that this is really how the Pesach go, that by Itzer Pogum you can be saying Mochanet, by Stam Itzer Darabanan, to lick it, that we're not going to be Mekom. Where is this Negeah? This is Negeah very much every single day, for those of us that brush our teeth and use mouthwash. What's the story? Mouthwash, let's start with toothpaste. Mouthwash is for the most part the same thing. Toothpaste has an ingredient called glycerin. Not gelatin, glycerin. Glycerin can be made synthetically, and it can also be made from the fat of animals. So it can be made from basically any animal, but you don't know where the fat came from. Did the fat come from a kosher animal, or did the fat come from a non-kosher animal? Generally, you got to presume that they take whatever's cheapest. Whatever's on the market, that's what they took. Unless they say specifically that it's kosher, the pasha is you have to presume that it's not kosher. Now, most toothpaste, if not all, have glycerin inside of it. The question is, does it have glycerin which is kosher or is it not kosher? So there are, here in Israel, it's pretty common to have toothpaste that has a hechsher on it. The question is, do you need a hechsher on your toothpaste or not? You might say you're doing it to ima, not just bilashen, you're brushing your teeth with something which is, as the pashtus is, the roiv is, that it's aser, and therefore there should be aser to brush your teeth with this, washing your mouth with mouthwash, which is
kosher.
What?
Well?
Oh. So the first person that deals with this question is the Har Tzvi. The Har Tzvi in his Tshuva, he was asked this question, Yerodeh Yisim Tzadi Hei, is a mutter to brush your teeth with Pogum Dika, with Tzadi Hei. Yerodeh Yisim Tzadi Hei. Are you allowed to brush your teeth with toothpaste that has this inside of it? So he kind of knows. It's not a problem. Why? Because the Isser that's inside is Pogum, and there's no kshash that maybe you're going to swallow it. We're not swallowing it. No one's eating the toothpaste over here. So Mela, Pogum the Kaiser, and he can really understand that the Neid Yehuda held that you're allowed to even put it when it's Pogum, you're allowed to even put it in your mouth. So Mela, he says, there's no kshash, even the Neid Yehuda is going to be masking over here, that it's not a problem to brush your teeth. It's not exactly our case, because our case, the Isser is not Pogum. The Isser is the glycerin, and the glycerin is actually a sweet-tasting material. It's not something which is Pogum or Pogum. It's just the problem is you put other things inside that maybe make it Pogum. How do you make toothpaste? There's other things inside also. Glycerin is one of the main ingredients, and they also put inside either some salt, sort of salt, sand or chalk derivative that is used, works as an abrasive to get the dirt off the teeth, get the plaque off the teeth. What scrapes it off? You just have a liquid. You just have a... So there's binders and there's glycerin and there's other things also. What? Basically, you have the glycerin and these other things, this chalk or whatever it is, that is scraping the stuff off. The glycerin itself is not a problem. It's only when you mix it with somebody else, that's what makes it a problem. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky Tainet, that this is not a regular case that you need shishim. Why? Because most of the ingredients here are not makol. They're not food. They're chalk and salt and sand and other things. Mamela, as long as it's bottle barayv, It's not a problem, and you don't have to worry about it. And generally, in those days, that's how it was made, that the glycerin was only 20%. However, Belsky and Schechter and others, they have written about this and said that was true in those days, but nowadays it's not that way. And glycerin could be 60% of the toothpaste. There is no rate of connectivity. So the simple way is, if he doesn't have Aksher, try to find a toothpaste that has glycerin towards the end of the ingredients. Then you're insulted for it. However, many of them have it towards the beginning of the ingredients, the first and second. And then their practice is through. So what do you do in such a case? So there are many poiskim that hold that lechatchila yizikr should be machmer. Some are saying on the prima godim. Prima godim in simin kuf ches brings down the tzemach tzedek. Kuf ches mishpatzei zov tes. He says mikol makim tiimas beris. He brings down ayin tzemach tzedek simin benvok and zayin mashmer beisad rabbanon shiimi shari tiima liflait. Okay, Amnam the Simon Sadi Hebrew the Oster says the Prima Godam. Mikol Mokam to Imas Buris Yishlahatim Mitam the Ain Roy Klal Afilu Lachilas Kelev. It's not Roy Yil Afilu Lachilas Kelev. The Chenis Mapritoyar Kan, Oisei, that's the Orachayim, the Loiki Prichodish, Vamachmer Tovel Ebrocha. Prima Godam Alain says that even though it's not Mamish, not Roy Lachilas Kelev, this Buris is full of sid and dirt and plaster and who knows what, and the Kelev wouldn't get near it, but nevertheless, Vamachmer Tovel Ebrocha. Now, Yesh Lion, first of all, Crest for Kids are one of these, you know, tastes that it has a geshmaka taste. That way the kids, you know, I don't know if it's meant that the kids should eat it, but zikr that if they do eat it, it's not terrible. And the good flavors, Yesh Lion, whether or not it became pogum, from the glycerin became pogum, exactly what they put inside. That's pregament. So, but even if it is considered pogum, lechur, there is a mokum to be, already the Prima Godam says, amach matav lebracha. There are many places that say it's not a problem, it's considered a pogum. Amongst them, Ritzel Berkowitz. I asked somebody today, he said that Ritzel Berkowitz holds that it's not considered a Michael Bechlal, and therefore there's no chash of putting it in your mouth. It's not an Isser pogum, it's not a Michael Bechlal. And therefore, I think when you get the Listerine strips, he said it's similar to Svara. It's not considered a Michael. You have to make a bracha on it. It's not considered a Michael. Even though maybe on something which is used as a refuah, maybe you do have to make a bracha on it. But something which is not meant to be eaten as a maichel, then you don't have to make a bracha. It's not a maichel b'chol. Mamila, he holds that you don't need a hechsher on your toothpaste. However, many places say, and that's the chur of the pashas, is if you're in the store anyhow, Colgate, especially in Eretz Yisrael, very easy to get with a hechsher on it. Why not get with a hechsher on it? There is already a prima godam. There's what to be semachon. There is mokum to be machmer l'chura. And therefore, if you have the achilles, why not? If you need, somebody needs his type of, actually, Rybelski talked about that. He has a whole shtickle. He says that only certain types of Listerine do not have glycerin, problematic glycerin. The ones that have flavors, they do have problematic. And the flavors themselves maybe make it that it's not considered a bottle. He says if when you ask people, why don't they use the regular taste of the regular brand of Listerine, regular flavor? They say because they need a more refreshing taste in their mouth. It means that they're looking for the taste of the Listerine. They're looking for the geschmack of flavor. So he was noted to be machmer. He was actually pretty strong to be machmer. L'chur, if you have the achilles to be machmer, there's no reason not to be machmer. And if you don't, and if you want to be machmer and it doesn't have afshar, it just see that the glycerin should be towards the end of the panel of ingredients as opposed towards the beginning. Those that would like to be machmer. Now, how are we Mishar B'Shishim? That's the next Pesach Tshuva. It brings down that if it's two types of the same thing, like the case of the Gemara, Dam B'Dam. Yeah, those both are Aser B'Achila. But if you have two types of the same Iser, two pieces of meat, and the same density, then you can do whatever you want. You can use either Mishko, which is weight, or you could use Mido, which is volume. However, generally, when you don't have they're not the same type of food, then you have to use dafka mida. What does it mean to measure something with mida? Weight is very simple to know. Some milk falls into the chalent. So how much milk fell into the chalent? A cup of milk. A half a cup of milk fell into the chalent. So you weigh a half a cup of milk, and you weigh the chalent, and you take the chalent out, stick it in the bag, and put it on the scale, and you know, is it 60 times or not? Very simple. The problem is with mida, it's a little bit more difficult. Tour in Tafnun Vav, Minigay Tafas Pesach, is Masber, how do we figure out Mida? Is you have to put whatever it is that you're trying to figure out how much it is, figure out its Mida, its volume, into water, fill up a pot of water, and you stick it into a big, huge vat. You stick that pot into a vat, and you pour, you push in whatever food it is that you're trying to figure out how much it is, and whatever water comes out into the pot that it's, that's surrounding it, that's how much the meat is. So you're going to have to go now and take your milk and stick it into the pot and push out the water. Then you have to take the entire chalent and stick it into a thing of water and push out the chalent and see whether or not it's... So... Because it's different densities. Things have different densities. You're not going to, you're not going to be able to get the exact... You can put the chalent into a measuring cup, but that's... you have to use that, the her. Things have different densities, different... So a lot of times it's very easy to know whether or not you have shishim. No matter how much the densities, the difference in the densities, in the volume, you can have shishim. You have a little bit of milk that falls into a massive huge pot of chalent. Zipper, the shishim can exist. However, if you don't know, so there's an interesting thing that somebody could, you could look at afterwards. Somebody has, somebody came out, I mean, Gerstein, Dafakashas, he makes the whole cheshbon and he brings down a whole list of about 40 things here, exactly their specific gravities, and you'll be able to figure out, according to this, how to figure out whether or not it's shishim. Hey, everybody's got their mumchis. Where there's another interesting shaila is what happens if you have powdered milk that falls into your chalent. So what's the halach over there? Powdered milk. So one teaspoon of powdered milk makes a cup full of milk. So do you need shishim times the teaspoon, or do you need shishim times the cup of milk? If you add it together with water, then it turns into a cup of milk. It's concentrated. So do you need shishim times the powder, or do you need shishim times the milk? Machlokes Apoiskim, I saw the Marmor Kremis by Bisrael. He brought down, no one, all brought down B'Shem. Brought down B'Shem Rimoisio and Rabayashiv that you only need shishim times the powder. You do not need shishim times the actual milk. And the Minchas Yitzchak, I saw this inside, in the Lukutim, the last chelik, in Siman Samach, talk about chocolate over there, which is made from powdered milk. He says over there, L'chor, you need shishim times the entire, whatever milk would be. Since it's concentrated, so it has a lot more tam than regular milk. Therefore, you'd have to, how much teaspoon of milk makes a cup, and you shishim times the cup of milk. The Shiva Rakosi brings down the shitas, and he says, Sarachin Lamaisa. So, Rebelski, he talks about it. He wants to tell you that you only need shishim connected to powdered milk. And as far as like this, he says that the Gemara says that shishim, when you have shishim, is enough connected even the biggest taste, the biggest, the foods that give the most taste. Batzel v'kaflet, I guess if you're in the Gemara means shishim. That shishim is enough to take care of all tastes. So it doesn't make a difference what type of taste it is. Not, even if it's a taste which is concentrated. He says as long as it's not a vidi l'taimo. Something which is a vidi l'taimo is made for, it's made for, I don't know, maybe apple juice concentrate, something like that. The per petal, you're supposed to add in 50 times to give it a taste. It's a vidi l'taimo, that's different. But something, then that's like salt, which is going to give for sure more than shishim. But something which is not a vidi l'taimo, powdered milk, shishim should be enough. Chor, it's a big chiddush because the maisa, it is concentrated, and zikr, it's going to give off more. He says, smach ledavar, he says, it's a pisa tshuva. The pisa tshuva says that there's a difference between the chelev when it's congealed and when it dissolves. When it's congealed, it's a kazayas, and when it's dissolved, it's a reviz. And nevertheless, you only need shishim times the kazayas. L'chor, yesh l'chalek, there is makas b'chalek in between, because there, it's just when it's congealed, it's the same amount of taste, just in a more congealed form. But over here, it's a lot, there's more taste. The taste at one teaspoon of powdered milk is a lot more than just a little bit more than that. It's a whole cup full of milk. It's obviously concentrated. It's not. You took something out. By the chelev, you didn't take anything out. It's the congealed fat is less in a congealed form than in a liquid form. Over here, by powdered milk, they took out some of the liquid. So there is something which is missing here. It is more concentrated. That's how it goes. You only need shishim times the powder. Now, just the last interesting nikud is, what's the story? I've heard this before. People tell it. Somebody's making chalent, and some milk falls inside. Some chaza falls inside. One of the fun. Some chaza falls inside the chalent. Do you have shishim connected to the chaza? Yeah, you have shishim connected. You have 100 times the chaza. The woman says, I'm not eating the chalent. I don't care that we have shishim times. I'm not eating chalent, that's chaza inside. Is one allowed to be machmer on shishim or not? Can you say, I'm not eating the shishim? I'm not falazach of. Yeah, you're right. But I'm not eating. I don't want to eat a piece. It's the chazer is nimuach legamri. You're not going to eat the piece of chazer, but I'm not eating chal. That's chazer. So there's a halacha in Simin Kuftez Zayin Sif Zayin Misukenes, a behema which is misukon, it's about to die. Afa pishin iteret b'shlita, even though if you shecht it in time, it's mutar b'shlita. Hamedaktikim achmir malatz b'shloi lacha. Those that are medaktik don't want to eat it. Says the Ramal, behema shehur b'chacham misvara. Similarly, a behema that a chacham passed on the on misvara. V'lenimtza adin b'feirish. It's not b'furish alacha that you just look up. Something that he had to be samech on his own svara to matter. Bal nefesh le'yachol b'menem. A bal nefesh shirin yitam yit. This the Tshuva says, he brings down, Begulin Eridea Shel Adoni Zikni Harav, Matsasi, that's Panamiris, Matsasi Kosta, Vechenim Nafal Isser Bekli Sheni Bekli Rishin, Vyesh Samach. Similarly, if Isser falls into a Kli and there's Shishim Kenegadin, Umikoki Agavna, any similar case, Ula Harchik Asme Mikol Dabrakir Mitzvi, Arkan Lashain, Isser Veheter. Ready? Isser Veheter times, even my Shishim, you can be Machmer, somebody's about Nefer shouldn't eat it. He says, "V'tarach leimer the afshe kasev haramav leinimtz adim beferish." And over this, it's mefurish that it's motor b'shishim. I understand chiyav al baal nefesh lachmir. Malkom reitz lachmir is yachal lachmir. Shuvri, see, he brings down v'seilus the mincha. She kasev b'shim teres hashem. The teres hashem wrote his pirish. Teres hashem is a teisas yontif who wrote his pirish on the teres chatas of the haramav. And he brings down the misha reitz lachmir linig itzer b'davar shleim atzinu shechmir amaroi. Somebody wants to be more machmer in something that Amaroi more machmeron. Gigrein mashin is batal b'shishim. Ibi klisheni. Havi kimoi api kursus. That's like api kursus. V'yotos chor b'efsinim. V'dloi kimoi shikos av yisr v'heter sa'ev klan nun zayin ar kanvor av ayin shum. That's what it brings down. Now, la halacha lo ma'ayin sever Moshe in the tshuva. We saw this when he gave it to Lachas Nidah. Somebody brought a mara to the Rav, and the Rav was master, and the guy says he doesn't want to be same on the Rav. Is he allowed to be machmer with some sefer? Let it be Seymuch on the, or let it be Machmer. So Ramesh over there, it's in Chilak Dalet, the end of Simon Yud Dalet. He has a lot of Shuvas over there. The end, Mamash, the last Shaila, he handles this Nidun, but he gets to the Shaila of the Mara, and he says, he brings out the stairs of Hashem, and it seems like that's how he goes, that by Shishim there's no mocking to be Machmer Bachal. He says, however, by Bitul Chad Betray, Yavish B'Yavish, then even though Midaraisa Umidarabanon, it's Mutter, nevertheless, there is a Machmer B'Machmer over there. Why? Because the Isser is still there. One of these pieces, nevela bechad shchutos, betray shchutos. One nevela to shchutos. So make it a din of mutter. Same there, same there. One, chad betrays bottle yavish biyavish mutter. Maybe not to see them all together. That we'll see already in kuftes. But it's mutter. There he says there is a mokum to be machmer. Wakas betzem there is iser there. How do I know? And he brings it right. He says dover sheish lematirin afilu be'elif lebottle. And the svar Rashi says is because that means min b'mine. Atcha teichlena be'iser teichlena be'eter. Instead of eating it today when it's aser, wait till tomorrow and it'll be mutter. That means the be'etzem still is iser here. Rather be mutter because it's bottle chavetrei. But the be'etzem is iser here, and therefore there is a mokum to be chilek. However, b'shishim l'chor, there is no makom. Yesh l'adun. Somebody wants to makom b'shishim. If it's not a problem, except we'll leaving the apik courses on the side for a second. Whether or not it's iser of iser deraisa of baltashkas. I did once here. When I was once learning this, my chavrusa asked we used to work with whether or not you're allowed to be makom in something like this. And I think his agdara was that any time that there is. We ever find, it says Lamashal, anytime that there's somebody that is machmer, even though we pass kanat that way, then you're allowed to be machmer. For example, Gilui, I think was his mashal. That if you left over a drink overnight, to make it a din shachar, pass it to bizmanenu, you're not going to be chish for Gilui, and therefore you're allowed to drink it. However, the very is machmer, even if you're not a and even if you don't pass like him, well, the mice, if you want to be machmer, there is welcome to be machmer. So you're allowed to, it's not a problem about that. However, if there's no one that's machmer, then it would be a problem about Tashas. Agav, by Chad B'Trei, there are those that are Machmer even Midarabanan. Instead of Rabbi, the Rambam, maybe even Rashi, then all, that Chad B'Trei, even Midarabanan, you would need Shishim, so then Zikr, that would be like Dermesh, that would stem with Dermesh.